If humanitarian supply convoys are to reach Kabul, coming from Tajikistan and Pakistan, they'll be creeping over rough mountain roads, now made even more dangerous by heavy snows. Today we spoke with Jean-Philippe Bourgeois. He runs the Avalanche Control Unit for the United Nations World Food Program. Three men who will be trying to set off controlled avalanches in advance of the convoys. Bourgeois has worked in many countries, none, he says, as difficult as Afghanistan.
We've had a few problems. We wanted to bring specialized explosives over here, but because of the latest terrorist attacks, carrying explosives on planes is a big no-no. So we've reverted to asking around who's got explosives at the local bazaar, which is always an exciting thing to do, and trying to find someone with a mortar who can help us, because we don't want to touch these second and third rate explosives.
So you're going into the market trying to buy some explosives, and then you hire a guy to go up into the hills with you?
Basically, yes.
Yes, and you would shoot off a mortar shell from how far away to trigger an avalanche?
I've been told that these things can shoot up to 2 kilometers away.
If a pass is snowed in, what can you do in terms of setting off an avalanche that will help that?
Well, when you're setting off the avalanche, you're not helping the road down below, but if you do preventive work throughout the season, you prevent the very large avalanches from coming down and sweeping away heavy machinery and people that are working down below. So our work is an ongoing safety assessment and safety triggering of the danger that lurks above.
And that would have to be done pretty much all winter long in the winter to come.
Yes, we can't just do it one time and go away and just hope that everything's going to be all right. These are very steep mountains. The roads that go through the mountains are not really roads. There's no asphalt. It's dirt tracks that have been literally carved out of the mountainside. I mean, if you have a really big avalanche, then the avalanche is going to take the road off the side of the mountain.
So you're saying that there's a bit of an art to it?
Well, avalanche control is certainly not an exact science. That's the whole thing. You have to get a good feel of what the snowpack is like. That means digging holes, looking in the layers, looking at the snow crystals, taking temperatures. The snowpack is the history. So you can't just come in once and pretend to understand the whole history.
Would you ever ski climb up to set off an avalanche by hand, as it were?
There are hand chargers. We can use short fuses, ignite the thing, and leave and have 5 to 15 minutes, depending on the length of the fuse, and get to safety. Ski cutting is another type of triggering where you're actually cutting a swath through the snow. With your weight, you're triggering the avalanche, but that's quite dangerous, and we try not to do that.
When you're out there working on these mountain passes, where do you stay? What sort of shelter do you have?
We have all the winter camping gear. And also, right now, we are staying in a small village at the commander's house. It's very safe at his place. No one's going to bother us, that's for sure. And otherwise, if it's a larger village, sometimes they have a guest house. But none of these places have electricity. Sometimes there's a little wood stove, and wood is quite scarce around here. So these are rather bare conditions. But all three of us are quite happy to be here in this wonderful country. We've been meeting incredible people. The mountain people here, they're really tough. They give us a lesson and courage just about every day.
Mr. Bourgeois, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
It was my pleasure.
Jean-Philippe Bourgeois, leader of the Avalanche Control Unit for the UN World Food Program, he and his two colleagues hope to start their work soon in Afghanistan's Central Highlands.